The following program is sponsored by Ron Myers Ministries.
It's time now to get the hell out of your life. A weekly broadcast with real people, sharing real struggles and offering real hope. Today's show will encourage, inspire, and empower you to face life's challenges with a bold confidence and renewed hope. Now, let's join our host, Ron Myers, the promoter.
Hello, my friends. It is so good to be with you today. Have you had your coffee with Jesus, your time with Jesus, your conversation of just whatever's on your heart? Maybe you're going through a struggle in life. Maybe you just had some bad news from the doctor, or maybe even a relationship problem. All of us go through struggles in life. There is no one on the planet that is exempt from problems and struggles. And that is why the people that trust in Jesus, believe in Jesus, that we need daily conversation with Jesus, where we just have a conversation. Hey, Lord, you know, I need that extra strength today. I'm struggling with some things. I need some wisdom. I need a little bit of encouragement, Lord. Or things like, thank you for being my friend. Thank you for my new life. Thank you for my purpose and destiny. Today, you're going to hear a story from Sam. Sam was an atheist. He didn't even want anything to do with God. He went on a wild spree and, well, something happened in his life. Those of us that struggle in life and we don't think we're worth anything, we don't want anything to do with our parents, we don't want anything to do with God, we don't want any authority figure tell us how to live life. Can you relate to that? Can I get an amen? For me, friends, one day I had to look at the story I was writing with my life. And man, I was writing a stupid, rebellious story. I was hopeless. And that is where most of us, 99% of all my guests, met Jesus when they arrived at hopelessness. So today, if you are a person that is questioning your faith, maybe you're questioning your purpose, your destiny in life, you're losing faith in God, you're losing faith in people because nothing seems to be going right. Well, thank God that you are tuned into today's program, because Jesus speaks through this program. It's his show. I'm just the person that produces it, puts it together, and orchestrates this conversation so you will understand how valuable, how important you are, and how much God needs you to understand who you are in Christ. So let's listen to Sam's story.
Sam Piche is a guy who was formerly, I guess, an addict and really an atheist, and really didn't want nothing to do with God or anything along those lines. But now, a guy who's really had a whole life transformation and really walking in newness of life every day with what God and Christ has done with me over the years, you know, in really a short amount of time as compared to the time that I'd spent running around doing whatever I was doing. So it got started when I was young. Really, I grew up in church. My parents were very heavily involved in church. We started off in a church where the church that Joyce Myers came out of, people that are bigger names in the ministries, we got to go to a lot of those churches and be involved with kind of some of those churches. But I didn't understand none of that. And I was young. Really, I started using at about, I'd say 11 or 12 years old, using drugs. I started smoking weed behind the movie station behind the movies with my buddies the first time. And by about 15, 16 years old, started really selling drugs heavily. Mainly started off with marijuana, selling marijuana, doing all those things. Got into pills really heavy. I was real athletic in school. And I remember, you know, I went to state for track and cross country and all these things. About the time I was a sophomore, going into my junior year, I quit doing all that in Branson, Missouri. Just stopped everything. And I had scholarships to go run all over. And I just quit doing that. And I remember my coaches coming in even to my workplaces and telling me, what are you doing with your life? And I thought I'd figured it out. You know, I thought I figured out that I don't need none of that. I don't need nobody telling me what to do. And so I really moved into the hardcore, more hardcore street drugs, the heroin and the bath salts and all these types of things. And then by the time that I was 18, I tried a few different colleges and universities. I didn't know what that meant, but I never could pass any courses. And that's because I wouldn't go or because I was running around. And then I really found myself in a place. I was, living in crackhead, what they'd call crackhead hotels, and just bouncing from place to place, trying to figure out my way and traveling all over, doing things I shouldn't have been doing with everybody I shouldn't have been doing it with. In saying that, I found myself in a place where, again, I'd been around ministry and I kind of knew the things of God, but I completely rejected it. So I remember even one time specifically, I'll never forget that. I remember getting stuck to the floor where I couldn't get up for an hour and a half. Spirit really hit me hard and I couldn't get up. And it was a guy who was an ex-Hells Angels had prayed for me. I couldn't get up off the floor. But as soon as I got the opportunity to get up, like an hour and a half later, I was out shooting up. I ran out and started shooting up again because I didn't want nothing to do with it. I would try to, kind of finagle and play my way through all that. I didn't want nothing to really do with God. So when I was 22, I really got to the dead end. I totaled out about 7 vehicles at that point, shut down the interstate multiple times. I mean, I had near-death experiences many times. I remember one time I was at a big church in Springfield called James River Assembly. And, man, I remember I was out in the parking lot. I had gotten cotton fever. It's whenever you shoot up and you have a little cotton in there and it gets in your vein. And I remember I was out in the van and I started crying out. I was like, God, if you'll just save my life this time, maybe I'll start changing. And after that, a couple times, of going through those things with God so many times. When I was 22, I finally got serious. I tried other rehabs and things, and I spoke to my family. And they knew a guy who knew somebody who knew, something about the Home of Grace. I went to Home of Grace, and after I went through Home of Grace, I ended up staying there an additional 3 months. And I ended up joining the Mississippi Army National Guard. Went off, did that. Once I got back, I started working on my associate's degree. And then so in the midst of that, I got hired back on at Home of Grace. Eventually, I finished my associate's degree. I've done 6 years in the Mississippi Guard. I got out a year ago. I finished my bachelor's at William Carey in psychology and religion. And all those times through everything I did, God gave me like honors and all that stuff. So I'd always get the honors and the awards and all those things. Stuff. A lot of times, things I wasn't even asking for or looking for would just come, which was cool. I got to be a youth pastor, at a local assembly guy church for a while, and just all sorts of things. Now I'm married with a child, so my relationship with my family is better than ever. I mean, we never really had a relationship. If anybody out there is looking for hope, I would tell you this, that first of all, God is real. He does love you, and he does have a plan for your life. A lot of times we don't see it, and we think that we've come to the conclusions in our life, especially even at a young age. But there is more to life than just getting high at this moment. There's way more to life than where you're at right now. God is going to and will do bigger and better than you thought. And for the guys that don't think that there is a God based on, our education, our experiences, or where life's put you at through the trauma that we've been through, there is something out there that will call to you. And all you got to do is ask, ask him to reveal himself to you. Start showing yourself. Start saying, Lord, if you do have something for me, I would start just saying to ask him. It says, seek and you will knock, right? Or knock and you will find. So if you start seeking and you start knocking, you start asking, hey, what do you got for me? Are you even real? That's where I would start with God is, are you even real? Do you have a plan for me? And then I would go from there and start getting in contact with, folks that might be able to help. I hate to say this, but I told my mom and dad that I was glad there weren't millionaires, because if they were millionaires, I'd probably be dead right now. So I really think that God allowed it in order for me to do what I do now. And, I think there's many ways to get to where we're going. I think that a lot of times with like a GPS, we might be rerouting for a while, but God will get us where we're supposed to be. So I kind of took the long route around, or the hard way to get there. But I think I'll say this too. And it'll go along with what we're saying. If you're a parent of a loved one, there is hope. My mom told me a story one time. My mom, she fasted for years for me. For years she fasted for me. And prayed for me, and I would, I would fight with them and fight with them and fight with them over this stuff. I would, you know, they'd say, you know, you ain't supposed to be smoking weed and smoking a joint. And I would say, you know, but you ain't supposed to be eating all them Twinkies too. Look at them gluttonous pastors. You know, you think God's up on the throne, you know, eating a Twinkie. Don't get on me for what I'm doing whenever folks are, you know, doing what they're doing. So I'd always try to twist and play games and play mind games. I'm like, you know, weed's going to be legal anyway one day and all this stuff. I would always come back with, you know, all this head knowledge and all this nonsense. And anyway, in saying all that, she fasted for years and they prayed for me. And the one thing that my mom did and my dad did is they never really talked about my addiction with others. People would ask, how was I doing? And they'd say, he's doing great. God's got a plan for him. They wouldn't get into it with other folks. And I thought that was so wild because on the back end, they never quit speaking life. You know, they never quit saying, or they never start saying, you know, I don't know what he's doing. He's crazy. We just lost it. We can't take it. They'd always say, you know, God loves him. He's got a plan for him, you know, and they would just encourage folk. Even people in the church, they'd say, well, how's he doing? Let's pray for him. They wouldn't even get into it. They'd just say, you know, he's going to do great. He's doing good. God loves him. You know, he's got a plan. And I'd be so far out there, you know. And then one day my mom told me that she was driving over a bridge and she's seen a huge thing of butterflies during the spring, you know, fly up in front of her. And God told her just the same way that, you know, butterfly has to go through that cocoon stage and a bad stage. I'm going to do that in his life. I'm going to totally transform it, you know, and use it.
And friends, today Sam is doing well with his family. He has a top-notch insurance agent. Right after the break, I want to tell you how to have that peace, purpose, and joy in your life.
You're listening to Get the Hell Out of Your Life with your host, Ron Myers. Real stories, real struggles, and real hope.
What's your story? We're looking for stories of hope and overcoming life's struggles with God's grace. Your story validates God's love, mercy, restoration, and forgiveness. We want to help you share your story with the world. Visit our website, thepromoter.org, and click on the Share Your Story link and submit your story. Your testimony of God's amazing grace will change a person's destiny for eternity.
The Christmas City Gift Show. We've transformed the entire Mississippi Coast Convention Center in Biloxi into an illusion of Christmas. Games, planes, jewelry, and toys. Paintings, pottery, candles, and food. Guaranteed to put you in the Christmas mood. Bring the whole family to the event everyone is talking about. The Christmas City Gift Show in Biloxi. Inside the Mississippi Coast Convention Center. The holiday event you've been waiting for. Produced by Ron Myers.
November 10th through the 12th.
God is in this story.
Yeah, Ron, the life of purpose, that's for you and you Christians out there, but God doesn't want anything to do with me. Have you heard that? I've heard that a few times in life. In fact, I may have been the one that said it. When I was on my pity pot and the world was falling apart and smoking my joints and drinking beers and doing anything I could do to numb myself so I did not have to face reality. And the reality was, I had no clue who I was. I had no clue how I could discover my destiny. The first step to discover your destiny is to understand that you are not a mistake. You are an original. If you don't believe that, look at your hand. How many people have your handprint? How many people have your voice print? Nobody. You are one of a kind. You are an original. God puts you here for a purpose. But there is a battle. There is a battle with the Antichrist spirit of the world to not let you discover your identification. Because if you understood your true identity in Christ, well, the Antichrist spirit of the world would be in trouble. And friends, you are in a cocoon of doubt, of unbelief, of shame, of condemnation, because somebody hasn't told you how to break that cocoon and fly free like a butterfly. When you believe that you do have a purpose and a plan and that you are not a mistake, then it goes to the next step. Is you call out to Jesus. The Bible says to call out to me and I will save you.
Friends, Jesus is knocking at your door, my door, saying, hey, I want to come in and live with you. I want to come in and reside inside of you, clean house, and give you a new spirit and show you your purpose, give you new desires, give you some excitement about life. Friends, I do not want to lose any more friends to addiction, to suicide, to just the hell that's in their life that is destroying any optimism that they may have had if somebody would have told them about Jesus in a loving, honest, trustful way. Jesus is not sitting up on a cloud with a ball bat waiting to smack us over the head so we straighten up. No, he lovingly is opening his arms and saying, listen, I know the struggles you're going through. I did walk the earth for a while. I know temptation. I know the struggles. And I went to the cross for you to forgive your sins, total forgiveness, past, present, and future. You have an opportunity to live a life with no guilt, no condemnation, and become everything you were created to become. I know it sounds so simple, but it is that simple. I spent most of my adult life believing in God in one way, like, oh, a picture of him on my office wall, and I would go to church on Easter and Christmas, but the rest of the time I was living like a wild man, and then when I got in trouble, I'd say a prayer. But it wasn't until I got tired of myself, I got tired of the hopelessness, that I said, God, I do not understand what I am going through. I will never forget that quiet voice inside of me that said, now that I have your attention, let me show you your purpose. And friends, he showed me my purpose. And part three of my purpose is to tell you that you do not have to be sick and tired of being sick and tired any longer. You have an opportunity to have fun in life, to smile again, to laugh again, to become everything that God created you to become. I know it's a crazy, crazy world out there. And one day people love you, the next day they don't love you. One day you have a job, the next day you're terminated. It's a topsy-turvy world. Nobody is secure in this life. That is why we need security in Jesus Christ, because with Jesus, we are secure for eternity. We cannot lose our salvation. We cannot lose our relationship, our closeness with God. And that's why I start this show with, have you had a conversation with Jesus? We have to have the desert island mentality. It's you alone on a desert island. You and Jesus, no TV, no podcast, no radio, no churches, no self-help centers. It's just you and Jesus. Now survive. Friends, when you understand that mentality and you start digging into the truths and the power that reside inside of you with a relationship with Jesus Christ, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. In other words, friends, you are more than a conqueror. You have a plan. You have a purpose, and God needs you to discover what he has for you, because your purpose is part of the big puzzle for this world. Each one of us individually is as important as the person next to you. We're all equal across this planet. There is nobody that's better than you. There's nobody that's worse than you. We're equal. It's an equal playing field. So don't think because you're not doing this that you're a lower level individual in life. No. You're a person who struggles and doubts and has no belief and is confused about life. That's all of us. And if somebody says that's not them, they're lying to you. We all wonder who we are in our identity. And when we surrender one day and say, I cannot do this, Jesus, are you real? I'm calling upon your name and come and save me. And friends, when that happens, the journey begins. My journey began in 1999, and I am a wild, crazy Jesus guy, and it's all about Jesus. It's not about church attendance. It's not about reading the Bible. It's not about lessons, how to become a better Christian. All those are good, but it's all about Jesus. The desert island mentality. I'm alone with Jesus with all my troubles and all my fears and all my doubts and all my insecurities. I don't have a Bible. I don't have a TV and I don't have a podcast. So Jesus, guess what? I'm giving it all to you. It's your responsibility. You are the Son of God. You are the Savior of the world. So I'm giving you my life. I'm giving you everything. And now it's your responsibility to turn me into the butterfly that leaves the cocoon of doubt and fear. Friends, that is probably the most powerful statement that I could ever say, because there is so much truth in that. There is so much life in that. And remember when Sam said that his parents, his mom especially, never stop speaking life. We can never stop speaking life into ourselves. Maybe you aren't ready for God right now, but don't take away your destiny by saying things like, well, God doesn't like me. God doesn't have a plan. You know what? You're better off to just not say anything or say, I believe God has a plan, but I just need more time. You've got to be honest, but don't wait too long, because God wants to get working on you right this very minute. This is your time. God is just waiting to break that cocoon of doubt, fear, and insecurities when you call upon the name of Jesus.
You're listening to Get the Hell Out of Your Life with your host, Ron Myers. Real stories, real struggles, and real hope.
We would like to express our gratitude to Coffee News for their support of this program. Are you tired of scrolling through the same old news feeds every morning? Then switch things up with Coffee News. Our publication is filled with interesting stories, brain teasers, and uplifting quotes that are sure to brighten your day. And now you can access Coffee News anytime, anywhere by visiting our website. So whether you're sipping your morning coffee at your favorite cafe or browsing online from your desk, we've got you covered. Start your day off right with Coffee News at readcoffeenewsonline.com. Ron will be back in a minute to close out today's show. We want to remind you today of the last words of Jesus. It is finished. What is finished? The finished work of Jesus refers to the complete and final accomplishment of salvation through his death and resurrection. It means that Jesus has done everything necessary for our forgiveness, redemption, and reconciliation with God. Through his sacrifice on the cross, Jesus paid the price for our sins once and for all, providing total forgiveness and cleansing. This finished work of Jesus means that we no longer need to strive or work to earn God's favor or forgiveness. We can rest in the assurance that our salvation is secure and that we are fully accepted by God because of what Jesus has done for us. Now, back to Ron.
Friend, if you never listen to this program again, take this with you. You are a masterpiece created in the image of God with certain skills, talents, and abilities. It doesn't matter what the world, your parents, authority figures, preachers have said about you. Only Jesus has the right to come into your life and show you what your plan is. He understands you since the day you were ever conceived in your mother's womb. He knows everything about you. And I know sometimes it feels like the whole world is falling apart. But know this, that when you give your life to Jesus, he holds you in the palm of his hands. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will never slap you across the head. And the judgment that people tell you you will go under, well, The judgment was done at the cross, so there is no more judging. It is you and eternity forever with Jesus. But while you're on this planet, it's important to understand that you have a purpose, a plan, a destiny. And when you trust Jesus, you will find that you are allergic to sin, you're addicted to Jesus, and you will scratch your head once in a while and say, why was I not told this sooner? I love my life now. I still struggle. I still have problems. I still stumble. I still sin. But God doesn't erase what he's done in my life. Friends, today is the day for you to make a commitment to Jesus, not to me, not to preachers, and not to a denomination. Because it's all about Jesus. This is your time to survive in this world. You need Jesus. I said earlier that desert island mentality. You and Jesus alone, doing life together, you sharing with him your hurts, your struggles, your problems, your fears, your doubts, your concerns, and then let him do what he died to do. Speak life, speak encouragement, speak inspiration, speak the plans that he has for you. Your desires will come alive in your heart and you will say, wow, why did I never think this? Because Christ wasn't in your heart, but he is now, and you're thriving and you're surviving. And then one thing I will ask you, please share your story. Tell other people about your faith, and it's all about Jesus. When someone comes to you and start telling you that, well, you need to do this and you need to do this, you know what? Just kindly, with respect, say, thank you for your opinions, but I'm doing life with Jesus. Well, friends, I'm out of here, and remember this, that I love you, Jesus loves you, and tell someone to get the hell out of their life in a loving, kind way, because you've got some freedom that you want to share with them. And that freedom is freedom in Christ. Share this program if it has encouraged you. See you next week.
Get the Hell Out of Your Life is underwritten by the Christmas City Gift Show. We invite you to come shop with over 260 vendors from all over the United States, November 10th through the 12th, inside the Coast Convention Center, located on the beach in Biloxi, Mississippi. You can find more information at ChristmasCityGiftShow.com. If you would like to share your story of God's amazing grace or listen to previous episodes, please visit our website, thepromoter.org. Join us next week for another episode of Get the Hell Out of Your Life. Real stories, real struggles, and real hope.